September 9th through 15th, 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7. Be ye reconciled to God. Begin your preparation by reading 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7. Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families can help you understand these chapters, and this outline can give you teaching ideas. Invite sharing. Some of the children in your class may have written letters this week about how a family member is a good example of a disciple of Jesus Christ. If they did, ask them ahead of time to share a letter in class, or ask the children to share something else they learned.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Heavenly Father comforts me, and I can comfort others. How can you give the children confidence that Heavenly Father will comfort them? How can you encourage them to comfort others? Possible activities. Bring objects to class that provide comfort, such as a blanket or bandage. Ask the children what comforts them when they are sad or afraid or have other problems. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 with the children and explain that tribulation is another word for difficult problems. Share some ways in which Heavenly Father has comforted you and testify that He will comfort the children as well. Show pictures of people being baptized. See Gospel Art Book numbers 103 and 104 while you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 and Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9 to the children. Explain that at baptism, we promise to comfort others. How can we follow Paul's counsel to comfort them which are in any trouble? Invite the children to draw a picture of themselves helping someone in need. Let them explain how doing these things can bring comfort to others. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 and verse 10. I can forgive others. Select from the following activities, or come up with your own, to help strengthen the children's desire to forgive others. Possible activities. Explain to the children that Paul wanted the Corinthian saints to forgive a man who had sinned. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 and verse 10, and invite the children to place their hands over their hearts every time they hear the words forgive and forgave. Invite the children to role play how they could respond in situations when someone has done something unkind. Let them take turns saying, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. How do we help people know that we forgive them? Explain that one way might be to confirm your love or show love to them. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. I believe in being honest. Paul taught that servants of Christ do not lie to others. They have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Ponder ways you can strengthen the children's desire to be honest in all things. Possible activities. Help the children memorize the phrase, "We believe in being honest," in Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 13. Write this phrase on paper bracelets the children can decorate and wear home. Explain that being honest means telling the truth. Ask the children to raise their hands when you say something that is true, and lower them when you say something that is not true. Make simple but obvious statements, such as, today is Sunday, or I have three noses. Repeat the activity a few times, letting the children take turns being the one who makes true and false statements. Why is it good to be honest? Teach the doctrine, older children. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Heavenly Father comforts me, and I can comfort others. Remembering how God has comforted them can inspire the children to offer comfort to others. Possible activities. As you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, ask the children to listen for an answer to the question, what does God do for us? Help the children list ways in which God comforts us. Invite the children to share experiences when they were sad or worried or afraid, and God comforted them. Invite the children to share ways in which we can comfort others. Give them time to think of someone they know who needs comfort and make a plan to reach out to that person. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. I can forgive others. It can be hard to forgive others when they are unkind to us, but the children you teach will experience love, peace, and happiness as they learn to forgive. Possible activities. Tell the children that someone in Corinth had sinned and caused grief for the saints. See 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. Ask the children to search 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 to find what Paul wanted the saints to do. Share an experience when you forgave someone or someone forgave you and how you felt afterward. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. I walk by faith, not by sight. Consider how you can encourage the children to keep God's commandments even when they do not see the blessings they desire right away. Possible activities. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 and Alma chapter 32, verse 21 with the children and ask them to look for words and phrases that help to define faith. Ask them to write down their definitions, read them aloud, and place them on the board. Blindfold one of the children and ask the other children to give directions to help him or her complete a task, such as building a tower with blocks, putting together a puzzle, or walking across the room. How does this activity help us understand what it means to walk by faith in God? Show the video Pure and Simple Faith on LDS.org and ask the children how the young woman walked by faith. Share an experience when you had to have faith in God. Invite the children to share any experiences they have had with walking by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11. Godly sorrow leads me to repent. It's natural for children to feel ashamed or embarrassed when they are caught doing something wrong. Help them distinguish these feelings from godly sorrow, which leads to true repentance. Possible activities. Explain that in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11, Paul referred to a letter he had previously written to the saints, boldly warning them about their sins. Read these verses together. Why was Paul glad that the saints were sorrowful? Point out that this kind of sorrow is called godly sorrow. Ask the children to close their eyes and think about a time when they did something wrong and felt bad about it. Invite them to ask themselves, "Why did I feel bad?" Write on the board some reasons people feel bad after doing something wrong, such as, "I was afraid I would be punished," or "I was ashamed of what people would think of me," or "I knew Heavenly Father was disappointed in me." Which of the answers on the board seem like godly sorrow? Why is godly sorrow better than other kinds of sorrow we can feel after doing something wrong?
Encourage learning at home. Tell the children that they can share one of the activities from today's class with their families at home, perhaps during a family home evening. Improving our teaching. Display a scripture. Select a scripture verse that you find meaningful and display it in your classroom, where the children will see it often. Perhaps the children could take turns selecting a scripture to display.